Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. Friends and family, we're here to help you out. It's Chris Williams sitting in for Steve Arterburn, and in studio with me today is Dr. Alice Benton.
Hello.
And Dr. Jackie Mack Harris.
Hi.
We just got to hang out in Hawaii for a little bit.
Yes, that was so awesome.
Yeah, we got to go to a conference there.
Wow, but you're starting me off that way? That's what I missed.
Sorry.
Leave Alice out of Hawaii. Thanks.
So, it was this really cool time. There's a conference of providers, therapists out there that we both got to present at. And we'll both be presenting, Alice, I believe you'll be a part of it, the Emotional Freedom Workshop.
I'm not a part of that either.
You're not.
What are you doing to me, Chris?
We got to get you in on it. But you are an expert, Alice, on when we get overtaken by our emotional experiences. What happens to us, especially when our painful or harder, more difficult emotions overtake us? What's the effect of that, and why do we have to address it?
I'd say we have a couple common responses to it. One is we get overwhelmed and we shut down. Another is we get irritable and angry. That's where I tend to go. And a third is we hide in seeking comfort in something else to try to cover it up and to try to survive through it. And if those three are our normal responses, it gets us and our relationships in big trouble. That's why we need this weekend, because there's a much better way through emotional overwhelm. God's laid it out, and Chris and Steve break it down in such an understandable, digestible way over this weekend.
And Jackie, you'll be talking about the effects and impacts of trauma. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit more about that.
One of the things that we've learned over the years is that trauma can be transferred, and it transfers into different areas of our lives, but also it can be transferred down from one generation to the next generation.
That pain can be contagious.
It can be contagious. Yeah. And so part of the struggle is that we don't necessarily look at that pain, right? It's this untouched pain. I know you have a great definition for what trauma is. And so we get to talk about ways in which we can acknowledge the trauma, acknowledge the problems that it's causing in our lives, and then address them rather than try to ignore them and hide from them.
Yeah.
Because when we do that, whether we're hiding in some substance or we're hiding in a relationship, sometimes even hiding in our jobs, we're still hiding and we're not healing. And it just gets more and more destructive over time.
Yeah. Well, you know, as you were saying and alluding to, you know, my simple definition is trauma is our untouched, unseen, unhealed pain. Mm-hmm. And once we begin to see it and touch it and heal it, we begin to find relief from it. We get a way through the emotional experience that we can live with our emotions rather than underneath our emotions. And you were saying something I think is really important, Alice, and that is what I call the difference between self-medicating or coping versus self-care or caring. And so the caring things that we do are the things that help us resolve our problems, get through it, and grow and mature. Medicating our problems is ways to escape it and escape the pain that just keep us stuck in it. And really where that shows up a lot of times is with fear and anxiety. And if you give any amount this month, we will send you 100 Days to Freedom from Fear and Anxiety. It's a daily devotional from Steve Arterburn. And
don't we all need that?
Yes.
Can I get a copy?
Yes, exactly. We all experience fear and anxiety. And the Emotional Freedom Workshop coming up August 14th. It's just around the corner. If you are stuck in some area of your life that you cannot get out of that stuckness, give us a call or get online at newlife.com and we can help you. Mm-hmm. Again, it's August 14th. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back again. Chris Williams in the studio for Steve Arterburn. I got Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, got Dr. Alice Benton. I am sitting with powerhouses of wisdom and healing. So you want to give us a call today. Any issue that you are struggling with, any way that we can help you, give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. Again, that's 1-800-229-3000. We'd love to talk to you. We'll be in studio for a couple of hours. And so with that, let's go to Jeff in Missoula, Montana. Jeff, are you there?
Yes. Hello.
Hi, man. Talk to us. What do you got going on?
Well, I'll give you the most pertinent details, provide a background, and then I'll ask my question. I betrayed my marriage of 9 years through pornography use, and it's something that I've struggled with my entire adult life. I've had years of sobriety, but never sought help before, never given it all to God, so I've continually just fallen right back into it.
Hmm.
We were struggling raising our strong-willed child at the time. And then we had our second child come along, and through all the screaming and sleepless nights, and then I was diagnosed with as a type 1 diabetic last year that just kind of came out of the blue, no medical history in my family at all for that. And at that point, my pornography use just turned into full-blown addiction. And when my wife found out, she confronted me about it, and I was completely trapped in my shame and fear. Wasn't ready to confess, and so of course I lied about it. And it's like a switch just flipped in her. I mean, without another word, she filed a protection order, filed for divorce, essentially just demanding everything that I never see her, the kids again, speak to her again.
Oh, wow.
And since then, I've joined a men's group with Pure Desire Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
I've read The Freedom Fight. I'm part of a small group Bible study. I've been trying to find a Christian counselor, but it's been 8 months since I've seen my family.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just losing all hope.
Mm.
And I just struggle so much with the condemnation that I'm getting from my wife, from my family, and even from my church. And I just don't know how to make it through this. And I want to save my marriage, but I'm not allowed to communicate with my wife, and I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And has that been going on for 8 months, that complete separation from your wife?
Yes.
And how far along is the divorce process?
It's probably almost finished. We had a court-ordered mediation that lasted 5 minutes. And so it's probably just going to be going to the judge here pretty soon.
And Jeff, what legal protections have you sought?
Legal protections?
I mean, yeah. You got a lawyer working on your side?
Yeah, I do have counsel.
Okay, good.
And is that protection of order, is that in place that you're not allowed to come near to your children?
Yes, and she... I was terrified when she had filed that. Her explanation was that I'm bigger and stronger than her and that we have firearms in the house. And the fact that she could think that I would ever harm her, and there's more details that I don't think is why she would. Why
Jeff,
have you
ever been aggressive, verbally, physically,
no.
Slamming doors, throwing things?
No, not emotionally abusive. I don't ever raise my voice. And that's what terrifies me, that she could think something like that.
Yeah. Well, and so, Jeff, what's the question for us today? How can we help you?
How do I make it through this emotionally and spiritually?
Yeah. Well, let's start off here, is that what your pornography addiction has done is, in its own right, has created trauma and pain in your wife. And and that is deep, deep, deep trauma. And one of the things that's so difficult about this particular issue is that the trauma was happening to her without her awareness. And so the problem with betrayal trauma is that it makes the entire world unsafe. Now, if you add on to that any unresolved hurts and pains and fears that she was carrying before this that she had not dealt with, then she just goes into full-blown, you know, panic, fear, pain, and her response has been to lock down.
That's exactly what I've concluded.
And so in that, all you can do right now is you. However, I do want to throw in one thing here. You have legal rights to your children, and you need to make sure that whoever is, because this isn't just for you, this is for your children. Your kids need their dad. And so I want you to be able, with your counsel, to be able to fight for your children. They need their dad in their life. That separation from you is also very traumatic for them.
It's hard to hear that answer, Jeff, that you may have to step up and fight even kind of against your wife for access to your children. And that must be terrifying, because how will she respond if you push back when you don't really have a foot to stand on here, because you're the one that did this damage? And yet Chris is right. Your children need you, and they do need your presence in their lives. But you also have to do everything you can and more to show your wife by your behavior that you're changing, you're turning this all around. I'm so glad that you're in meetings. You probably need to ramp that up. This is a time period for the 90 meetings in 90 days frame of thinking, where every single day you're doing something structured and documented to show evidence that you are changing. If you don't have an individual therapist, you need one. And you probably need more than one session per week for the time being, because you got to throw everything you have at this to be able to maintain any position in your children's lives and for any hope for the future. And you can do this. You can do this because you got God and you got some good men around you.
Yeah, and you were saying
that's exactly what
you didn't know how to move on.
That's exactly what I started to do, but...
Go ahead, Jeff.
That's exactly what I've been trying to do, is, you know, because I was right on the edge, because I hadn't given this to God, and that's right where I was. And once I finally did, you know, he grabbed a hold of me, and he's been helping me through this, but, you know, but there's no contact between me and my wife and I. She can't see that I have.
You have to build up the evidence with the hope that you will be able to present it. You kind of lost the right to present it, because you pulled her world out from under her. And so this is on your shoulders, and you don't have that access to her, but you can still build up the evidence and build up the real character that you've been missing during this time.
Yeah, the question you had was, how do I get through this? And you get through it by getting through it. You're doing those things. You are using the resources that are around you. I also heard you say that there's a lot of condemnation coming from the people in your life as well, from your wife and even some people at church. And so continue to try to seek out safe spaces. And so that, you know, 90 meetings in 90 days and finding a sponsor, continue trying to find a Christian counselor that you can meet with. And I agree with Alice, meeting more than once a week would probably be necessary. But keep in mind, you are doing the thing you need to do to get through, which is continue to put one foot in front of the other, continue to go to meetings, continue to read, continue to connect with God, continue to take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's a really hard time, and you've mentioned a couple of times not being able to communicate with your wife, and you might have to put that that need of yours to the side a little bit for right now, because you don't have that access. And so you don't want to get stuck in this hopelessness because you can't speak with her. So sometimes we have to accept what is, with the hope that because you are doing this work and you are being faithful in this change and you're going through this program and this process, that something will change in your favor in terms of that relationship. But don't expend the energy mentally, spiritually, emotionally, trying to get to her, because that's not your focus right now.
Yep. Yeah.
Right now, your focus is getting healthy so that whatever comes out of this next, you know, this season, going through the divorce, that you'll be a strong father.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, Jeff, yeah, it's super, super painful to lose your wife, but she just simply may not be able to come back from this, and you can't change what she does on her end. So, yeah, just like we're talking about today, you go to work on you, you stay in your recovery, you work on your own healing, and I'll just say this. We know the cause of addiction once it's active, and the cause of addiction 100% of the time is stress. And so, and that comes in so many different types of forms and so many different ways. And so I want you to continue to, again, get the support you need to look at the stress in your life, to reduce it, to get healthy, to get into recovery. And you got to put time in your hands as far as what other people see. And as Alice was saying, you know, evidence wins out with truth. But that's going to take a while. In the meantime, fight for those kids. Fight to be able to be their dad and show up for their lives as you're fighting for your recovery and to get healthy. And then I would say that you're going to be in a grieving process. Pray for your wife as you're learning to let her go and find her own recovery process. All right, man?
All right.
All right, we're going to send you a copy of Healing is a Choice.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And so I think that helps you understand, again, your continuing process, but also her continuing process as well. Although you can't impose that on her, it just helps bring awareness of, like, what does this take? And so, Jeff, thank you so, so much for calling today. And yeah, we really, really do hope for the best. We do pray for a reconciliation mm-hmm. in your marriage and, yes. and full healing. So again, if you want to talk to us today, give us a call, 1-800-229-3000. Again, we're in studio for a couple hours today, and we'd love to help you out. And we are going to Marty in Frederick, Maryland, listening on WAVA. So, Marty, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you today?
I'm doing great, man. Talk to us. What do you got?
Glad to hear it. I have been dealing with my son for... He's 32, I'm 53, so I had him when I was 20. He was born when I was 20. I didn't have him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's come to live with me when he was about 18, and he's just been in and out of jail over the years, and he does have substance abuse problems, and so have I over the years. I am a believer. Praise mm-hmm. God. He has helped me through this. And my question today is, how do I deal with my son when it's progressively getting worse to where I can't even be around him without him trying to tell me what I should be doing, and it turns into arguments. He asks for money, and I want to give him money.
Marty, is he living with you right now?
No, he's 32. He's not living with me. We had to put him out years ago because he was stealing from us. And he's just gone to jail, and he comes out of jail thinking he's, you know, all better.
Mm-hmm. And either of you active in your addiction at this point?
He is. I am not. I am clean and sober.
How'd you get clean and sober?
I, first of all, cried out to God. But then I went to a rehab for 30 days.
Excellent.
And then I came home and got a sponsor. And because my previous sponsor, I had 6 years clean and sober, and then my previous sponsor, unfortunately, had a heart attack.
And
passed away.
That is tragic.
Yeah,
but I want
to.
But I want to go back to something, mm-hmm. okay? Because we're
sure.
You hear the music, so we're coming to a break here fairly soon.
Okay.
You did work to get sober, right?
Several times over the years.
Okay.
I'm not a first-timer.
Perfect. No, stay with that. Several times,
yep.
So it took you a while to do the work. But you That's did right. the work, and you stayed with it, and you stayed with it, and you stayed with it. I mention that to you because when we come back from the break, we are going to build upon that truth and help you realize what your son needs, and also to help you find what you need in dealing with him.
Yeah.
So with that said, any gift, any donation in July that you give to New Life Live, you'll get 100 days of freedom from fear and anxiety. So donate, receive that, and we'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. Again, it is 1-800-229-3000. Give us a call. We're going to be in studio for a couple hours today. We're talking with Marty from Frederick, Maryland. Marty, your son struggling with addiction, and he's been struggling for quite a while, right? 32?
He has, and if I may add to it, one of the main reasons why I'm calling today is because I feel that I will not enable him anymore.
Yes, good.
I will not give money. And at this time, I don't even really, I'm making up excuses why I can't come see him because I don't want to be around him because I already know it's just going to turn it into an argument and he flips it and says it's me. But I think there's like some borderline personality issues or something going on.
It could be. But let me do this. Or there's really, really good addict behavior that looks like borderline. Right? That's what
there's a lot of anger with this, too.
Yeah,
a lot
certainly.
Of, I mean, extreme anger.
Yeah, because when we medicate our emotional experiences, they just bleed over, right? So what I'm telling you is just really going back to, as long as he's active in his addiction, does he have any shot at being in a healthy relationship?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, I want you to stay with that truth.
Also, I'm thinking about...
No, he does not.
You were saying, Marty, that you had an addiction as well. Was that during his childhood?
Yeah, all through his childhood, all through his life, he's seen me do the work to get better and do better for many years. He's seen me slip.
Did he also see you maybe struggle and the times when you weren't doing the work or when you maybe had a relapse? Maybe there are some ways in which he felt hurt and let down. There might be some trauma. What I'm getting at is there might be some trauma that he is still dealing with.
There's a lot of trauma because his mom left when he was a kid, and then he tried to call her when he was 18 while he was living with me, and he wanted to go visit her. She had another family, and she said, I don't think that'd be a good idea, and then he got mad at her on the phone and has never talked to her again. So there's a lot of history with trauma and abandonment and things like that.
And so that might look like...
But he's a very dangerous person.
All of that can come together to look like borderline. He has a lot of trauma to deal with. He has addiction.
Yeah.
He's very, very angry.
Everywhere he goes... It's that way with people. He's pushing people away everywhere. He doesn't think it's his fault.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to clarify your question for us, Marty, because you have the right information about not enabling him, and you sound very firm in that. Where do you get muddled up with your son? Where do you get confused?
Well, I'm not confused. I'm just trying to see if I'm justified. Am I doing the right thing by not letting him manipulate me into giving him money, and I don't even really want to be around him because I know it's just not going to work because there is anger and things like that. And then my mom is the one who still enables.
Marty, we are on board with you not enabling an active addict. We are in agreement with that.
And I pray for him.
But Marty, hold on.
Listen up.
As you dry that line in the sand, I also want you to be flexible for when you see him beginning to choose sobriety or choosing engaging in treatment at any level, that you'd be willing to flex the boundaries as you see proof that he might be becoming safer. So yes, have the boundary.
Exactly what I told him.
Good, good. Set that standard so it's clear that he knows.
Help yourself. Yep. I'm 110% behind you. I'll do anything I can for you as long as it's not going to enable you or hurt you. I said, but I'm always going to be here for you, but you have to make the choices. I can't do it for you.
So Marty, just like Alice was saying. So stay with it, but I can feel the intensity of your anxiety, and your son is going to feel that as well. And it makes sense, because this is incredibly scary. And you see and know the pain that he's in. And so what I want you to be able to do is have a consistent, clear message for him. And that being repeated. And not just the message being verbal, but it being behavioral and relational. And that is, son, I love you. I know you're in pain. I know you're hurting. And I know you're angry. And you have a lot of reason to be angry. But you're in a life-threatening situation. And I can't do anything to support that life-threatening situation. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything. That would not be doing my job as a dad and being doing right by me. When you're ready to get the help that you need, I will help you any way possible. But I will not help you any way possible to keep you stuck in where you are.
Right.
Okay,
right.
And you just have to reinforce that. And I think it's having some honest conversations with your mom about that as well.
And I want you to notice, Marty, that when Chris spoke that message out, he was calm, cool, and collected, which is almost impossible to do when you're the father in this situation. But when you set boundaries, when any of us set boundaries and we do it with resentment or with our fear, and we're doing it in a reactive way, That negatively impacts the relationship. So being able to take that deep breath and set these boundaries, when you can do it in that kind of tone of voice you heard Chris using, it goes a long way.
And so, Marty, we're going to do a couple things. We're going to send you two resources. We're going to send you Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcoholism and Substance Abuse. And I want you to give that to your mom. And read it for yourself, then give it to your mom. And we're going to give you a copy of Take Your Life Back. And I think that it's going to really help you and begin to that setting boundaries, separating out, but also setting firm truth as you have grace with your son. So thank you so much for calling us today. And again, it's 1-800-229-3000. Give us a call. We'd love to help you out. And we will be right back after this.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's why I continue to support the ministry, with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the New Life member thank you gift of the New Life Journal, 100 Days of Peace, 7 Ways to Choose Healing, Growth Has No Boundaries, a Restoration Bible, and a New Life grocery tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits, like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. And now in the studio, I have... Is it Dr. Larry Sonnenberg?
It's not, but thanks for thinking so. It's AU.
Larry, what do you have for us today?
Thanks. Well, Chris... I'm here to seek support from our listeners. We need your support for a lot of reasons, but the main one is we need to continue doing what we're doing. God has blessed and honored what we're doing. The Holy Spirit is moving in this ministry, and it takes money. I mean, all that's a fact and a reality. So we give you books when you give. We have Club New Life with a lot of gifts. But I want you to give because you think about what we do, and you want to endorse and support what happens here. So I want to give you two short testimonies. One is from somebody who went to Emotional Freedom. One is for Every Man's Battle. But they really speak, they're similar. Finding Emotional Freedom. I came here dejected about my life and ministry, fearing one day the shoe would drop and others would learn that I was a fraud. What I found was as advertised. Truth, connection, and transformation. At every turn, truth was added to me, casting light where I had only known a fog. In every session, the sharing brought me out of my isolation and hiding, only to find it unbelievably safe. The result is God is opening me up, and I'm less afraid, less closed, less ashamed. I can get past this, and I'm getting past it now. The Everyman's Battle Testimony. This workshop has finally allowed me to believe I'm a son of God and not the sum of my sins. I've experienced the opportunity to take all my masks off and feel non-judgmental grace from a grove of men who are chasing after God's purpose for their life. My recovery doesn't open the gates of heaven to let me in. Jesus' death on the cross did this. My recovery opens the gates of hell to let me out.
Wow.
I thought that was a powerful statement. But folks, we're doing these two workshops each of the next two Saturdays online. And I know a lot of you are waiting to the last minute to sign up. It would really help us in our planning to make sure we've got the right counselors and the right number of counselors if you would sign up. But more importantly, you need it. I know that there are so many of you that are like these folks who have been living in a fog, who have been living in shame, who don't believe God's got that you're under His umbrella anymore, and you are. Mm-hmm. So please sign up. Please support the ministry. And thanks for letting me have a minute. Thank you, everybody who has supported New Life.
And those testimonies are just two of the immense numbers we see of everybody going through these weekends, experiences that breakthrough, that freedom, coming out of isolation and coming into the warmth of community. It happens every time we have these workshops. So folks, don't delay. Join us in that freedom process.
If you are on the fence, let me give you some encouragement. And the encouragement is this. It takes 30 seconds. 30 seconds of courage is all you need for your life to look and be different. And so that's a phone call to 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Or it's just simply getting online. And if you need financial help, we're here to help you. But with that as well, if you can give, we need scholarshiping for this as well. And so in participating and engaging in New Life and the family we have here, you are an integral part mm-hmm. of the transformation that God is doing in the world through this ministry.
And that emotional freedom, you'll get to hear Chris and Jackie.
Absolutely. Well,
what else could be better?
What else could be better?
Yeah. And you know, when you pick up that phone, it probably feels like a 20-pound weight making mm-hmm. that first call. But it's not. You can do it. Just punch those 7 buttons and let us help you. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. And let's go back to the phones. We're going to Carla in Huntsville, Alabama. So, Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Carla, how can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi, what I'm calling. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go for it.
Hello. Okay, what I'm calling about is my husband is, he served 30 years in the military, and he has a problem with pornography, and so I've expressed it to him over and over, and like I said, he is retired, he's 59 now, and I can't seem to get it through to him that it is so painful to me, and I just cannot accept it, and I'm to the point, I mean, like I said, I'm 53, I have just refused to even let him ever even see me, absolutely even to have any type of intimate contact. Mm-hmm. And so I guess what my question is what can I do to help him to just get through to him? Or how can I just help me with this, for me to try to get through this? I just need to add, I can't work. I'm partially disabled. Mm. And I have no family that could ever, that, you know, is able to help me. So what would be something that I could do?
Well, let me start here. That's a great question, by the way, Carla. And so sorry you're experiencing this. But we have a couple of women here that are experts in this. But one thing I want to say is that I oftentimes use this line, is you can hear my boundaries or you can feel my boundaries. I would prefer that you hear them. And what that means is I'm not going to physically threaten or harm a person. But the boundary is like, if you can't respect what I say, then I'm going to have to make different decisions about our relationship. And there you're going to feel those differences. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Jackie, you are in the military. You have a lot of experience here. You work with a lot of military families. What do you think?
Well, I think there's so much about being in the military that can cause the type of situations where someone can use porn as a resource to kind of help them get through hard times. But I think the question here is for you, how do you deal with the fact that he won't stop using porn and you don't feel like you have any recourse. You don't feel like you have any place else to go. And it's making you feel some things about yourself. So I'm curious about how it's impacting you. And if that's the thing you're asking, like, what can I, cause you can't do anything to change him. You've been trying. The question of how do I get through to him? He's aware of his addiction. He's aware that it's upsetting and it hurts you. You've shared that. So there's nothing you can do to make him change. So then you have to decide how do you take care of yourself.
I think you understand how stubborn and how...
Absolutely.
There's kind of like two separate worlds as far as being able to get through emotionally or anything like that. Military are very regimented and go a different direction. I know you know that.
Absolutely. And it's really hard when you're in the military to be emotionally healthy. That's not necessarily something that's promoted. You want to be strong. You want to be tough. You want to be able to suck it up. Sometimes those sucking up our emotions leads us to doing some other things because the emotion doesn't go away. It's still there and it's going to have an impact. And so this is a way that he may have found to cope with whatever the hard emotions are, whatever the memories are that he has, depending on the type of job he had, depending on the type of places he was stationed, he might have a lot inside that he can't face and that he can't talk about. And so there is work that he could do to deal with.
He was SF. I don't know if that helps you.
Say that again?
He was SF.
Okay. So
he was Special Forces, and he was in all types of wars.
So he has a lot going on inside of him, and he might feel like this is what keeps him going. This keeps him from being angry, from going off on people. This keeps him feeling soothed. This satisfies something in him so that he doesn't have the anxiety that he probably would experience if he didn't have this numbing out process. And so all of those are things that he could address and probably should address. The thing is, though, you can't bring him to that place. And so you have to be able to take care of you. And I like what Chris said, right? You can hear my boundaries or you can feel my boundaries. It sounds like you've set good boundaries. So this isn't about him being able to respect your boundaries, about how do you deal with this? What is it doing
to
you?
And he doesn't like feeling my boundaries.
Yes.
He doesn't like feeling your boundaries.
And that's actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
That means that he will react to it. But I think what Jackie is saying is you can give him, you can empathize with the pain and the anxiety that he's carrying inside, with all of the memories and the unspeakable things that he's seen. But there is something called trauma recovery. And he can get into recovery from that as well as getting into recovery for his porn addiction.
And maybe we talk to him about dealing with what he's experienced, right? He experienced some things the soul was never meant to maintain, some things it was never meant to witness. And so maybe beginning to talk to him about taking care of himself in terms of the trauma he experienced, and that can then lead to maybe dealing with the porn addiction. He has a lot of trauma and maybe even moral injury that supports his addiction.
So, Carla, we will head to a break right now, but we'll come back to you right after that. Again, if you give any amount in month, this month, we give you 100 days to freedom from fear and anxiety. We'll be right back.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Welcome back to New Life Live. We're talking with Carla in a very, very painful situation with her husband in retirement who is struggling with porn, and we believe most likely a lot of trauma, really PTSD from his military experience, and quite honestly, who knows what else. But we really want to get to what can she do? And so, Alice, what can Carla do at this point?
Carla, when one set of boundaries doesn't work, there are three things that we can do. First, we got to get support. You had a holy moment with Jackie where you were able to say, you know, Jackie, you get me, like almost nobody else can. That tells me you're probably isolated and not feeling understood or supported by many people in your life. And you probably need a solid group of women, and we can help you get that through Restore. That weekend is for you, Carla. So we get support so that we can access the strength that we need, as your strength is, of course, waning. We can up the ante with our boundaries, which is so tragic that you have to, but you probably have to. And so not is it only I'm willing to be intimate if and when you get help, but also I need to be around warm people. And so I need to increase my time with other people until you want to become that warm person with me again. And I want it to be you. And that's where the appeal to intimacy comes in. I miss you. You're the one I want to be close to. And this, there's a path for us to get closer. And I so hope you will take it.
So, Carla, again, thank you so much for calling in today. We're going to send you a copy of Intimate Deceptions. Intimate Deception, Healing the Wounds of Betrayal Trauma, and we really believe that that will help you understand what's going on with you. It will probably even be a helpful resource for your husband. I would say one more thing. Tell him about Every Man's Battle and say, I am requesting and demanding that you do this before we move any further in our marriage. And again, what it is an invitation into his recovery and healing process, and so critically important. With that said, we got a little bit more time. Let's try to get one more caller in. Let's go to Crystal in Washington, D.C., listening on WAVA. Crystal, are you there?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. How can we help you today?
I'm calling on the advice of one of Shelly Martinkus's coaches that I'm working with. My husband is a EMB 2019 graduate. He was a successful graduate. Did really well. He wasn't porn, wasn't his problem. It was some other things. But like Carla, he's a retired Marine. He had a lot of trauma in his life. But EMB workshop, just, it was a breakthrough. And especially with, he has rageful, explosive anger.
Yes.
As soon as his esteem or his expectations aren't met, he would just react. He would choose anger. And it's coming back. And it's reared its ugly head. And recently, we have been talking to each other, you know, because of COVID, we're home all day together. And it's the silent treatment and the eggshells. And I'm fed up. And I'm ready to not be, to fear him and to confront him on this anger issue. I don't know if he's relapsed. I'm just fed up and want to know how I can confront him honestly and safely. I can't continue to allow or to be enable his sinful anger.
Yeah.
Crystal, how is it that he went to EMB before? What led him to get that help?
He got busted. I found out he was on dating sites on his phone, and I confronted him, and I told him he needed to do the work. I'm very open to therapy. Been in therapy since I was 14, because my mother's borderline personality disorder.
Yeah.
So that I had to recover from that.
What, has he done
it? Finally, he just said he'd do the work.
Did he get into therapy?
I'm sorry.
Crystal, did he get into therapy?
He just went for the workshop.
So let me jump right in there. And I'm doing this for a couple reasons.
Okay.
One, because we can get right to the point, but two, because we're limited on time. But with that said,
got it.
Porn served a purpose. You heard Jackie talk earlier to Carla about the purpose that porn was playing in her husband's life. Ex-military, all of the pain and fear and trauma that he's experiencing in through that life, that has to go somewhere or be medicated in some way. Now that his medicator is gone, now what do you have? you just have a whole lot of pain and fear. And in some ways, we call that a dry drunk.
How we love.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering if it would be helpful for both of you to maybe explore a little bit more about the ways in which you interact. You said he has this explosive rage and anger that comes out when his expectation isn't met. So I imagine he idealizes situations and then gets disappointed and then blows up. But that leads you to be walking on eggshells and either have to shut down and emotionally avoid or become a chameleon and try to turn into whatever he needs in that moment for him to be a little calmer. There is a book called How We Love that I think can help both of you understand a little bit better about the ways you're interacting with each other and the things that are coming up for the two of you with, you know, your childhood imprints and how that's impacting the way you share information, the way you build intimacy. I think that would be something great if we could share that.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that we'll do is we'll send you guys a copy of How We Love, as well as the workbook, too. We have a workshop that does just this. It's not till October, so we want to get you guys into some marital counseling before that. But coming up in October in Dallas is our Intimacy in Marriage. I think that that is a non-negotiable for you guys because it will really help you get into the skills. But I think also, Crystal, it's just having an honest conversation and saying that I know you're angry and I hear your anger and I feel your frustration and I could even be contributing to it, but this isn't working for me. Full stop. And just being as clear as you possibly can, we have got to do something different.
I want to suggest you lead with gratitude in a moment where he's not angry. So you might say, you went to EMB in 2019. I so appreciated it. I felt so close to you after that. You know, we need some help again. That worked. Let's get a redo here so that we can be close like we were before.
Oh, I love that positive reframe, Alice. I think that's really, really helpful. So, Crystal, thank you so, so much for calling in. Again, we're going to get you a copy of How We Love with the workbook. And again, if you could use help in your marriage, coming up in October is our Intimacy in Marriage. However, we've had a lot of calls here today. There are a lot of people, you know, women and men, but especially for you men who are struggling with finding yourself tuning out, checking out, and medicating with pornography or sexually acting out in its many different ways and forms of behaving in the world, and you're trapped there, please know that there is help. This coming up August 7th online, it's really, really accessible. Sign up for our Every Man's Battle workshop and begin your journey to freedom here. Begin your journey to health and restoration. And a lot of times we talk here a lot about the damage it's done to relationships, especially marriage. But the damage that's done that is most neglected and unseen is to the self, right? Us guys who find ourselves struggling in this area are causing way more damage to ourselves than we do to anyone else. We just can't see it. We've learned to cope with it.
And gentlemen, don't wait till it's too late. You heard a call today where it ended in divorce and an order of protection. Don't wait that long. We can help you break off those shackles with our coming workshop. Give us a call.
Absolutely. And so thank you so much for being with us today. Again, that's 1-800-229-3000. We're going to be in studio for one more hour, so we'll take your calls. And thank you for letting us be with you.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.